Bill Owens was elected to Congress in a special election in 2009, becoming the first Democrat to win the seat since the Civil War. He announced last week that he would not seek re-election. Owens says response to his decision has, for the most part, been complimentary.
But irrespective of how people responded, this was a decision that I was very comfortable making.
So what sorts of things, what sorts of projects do you want to do as a private citizen having left Congress?
My priority is going to continue to be like it was before I went to Congress and while I'm in Congress, and that is economic development and job creation for the region. I think I have additional contacts now and skills that will allow me to be more helpful to this community, to Glens Falls, to Elizabethtown, to St. Lawrence County, to Jefferson County, and any county really that wants my input, I'm happy to do that with. I'm also hopeful that whomever takes over this seat will allow me to participate with them in this process.
Why can you accomplish those economic development goals better in the private sector than you could in Congress?
I'm not sure that better is a term I would apply. I think it is a different set of opportunities to serve the community in that respect. You have a different approach to it because you're dealing with it at a different level, but I think I can add to the process.
You mentioned whoever your potential successor would be. Do you plan on pulling completely out of politics, or will you remain active in Democratic circles?
I'm hopeful that my Democratic friends will ask me to continue to participate, because I would like to do that. I think that that's important. I think that one of the areas that I think people hopefully will have observed is that a person who is bipartisan and a centrist can be elected from this district. And I wouldn't be surprised if people don't demand that from their next representative. And I think someone who comes in and is an ideologue is going to have a great deal of difficulty, because people now, I think, are used to someone who has an approach that says, you know, we need to look at all of the facts here. We need to see how it's going to affect the district. And what are my constituents looking for? So that whole process, I hope, continues in the next representative.
Are you going to work with the Democratic leaders in the district as they choose a candidate?
I hope that they will ask for my assistance in this process. And if asked, I certainly will be as helpful as I can.
How?
First, by talking about my experiences running, by talking about the steps that I took in the process, by speaking to the issue of needing to be bipartisan and fact-based in decision-making. I think sharing those ideas and then introducing him or her to the people that I've met in the district, I think those are the ways that I can be helpful.
Do you have any successors in your mind?
There are a couple of people who I think would be excellent candidates. They have not committed, so I would not mention their names publicly. But these are folks, a couple of them, that I think could do an excellent job. And I'm hopeful that one of them will find the, if you will, the need to move forward. And I'm just very hopeful that that happens.
Would you at any point endorse a Democratic candidate?
Absolutely. It depends upon clearly the nature of that person's position on the issues. But if they come in and they are a moderate, doesn't mean I have to agree with them on every issue. That's not the test for me. The test is, are they thinking about it? Are they prepared to be moderate? If they fit in that category, then they will get my endorsement.
You mentioned just before we sat down and started recording, and it's been something that you followed a lot, is the healthcare issue. Mm-hmm. What's going on with this healthcare redesign committee today?
I've been appointed as a special advisor to the committee by the governor. My role in that process, from my perspective at least, is to make sure that facts are laid out very clearly for the commission, so the commission understands the unique issues that we face in northern New York.
Three Republicans and a Green Party candidate announced their campaigns for the 21st district seat last year. No Democratic candidates have yet come forward. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.